You talked here recently about efforts in Lansing to restore driving licenses. Is this a problem?
Yeah, well, what happened was, just briefly, back in 2008, Michigan changed the driver's license situation so that people had to declare their documentation status if they were immigrants. Before that time, there was no requirement to do that. You just had to be a resident in Michigan. You had to prove your identity, and you had to have an address, and you had to pass the qualifications that are needed to get a driver's license. But that changed in 2008. The genesis of that was an attorney general opinion back then that was then put into practice, put into law. So what's happened now, there are some Democratic lawmakers that have introduced some bills in the state legislature to go back to that 2008 situation where people do not have to prove their documentation status to get a driver's license in Michigan. So I spoke with Kaylee Wenders about that. She's from a group called Progress Michigan.
This issue of driver's license for all, some people would say that's just fantastic. It's a great idea. Others might say it's not so great because of the documentation status of some immigrants who will get the licenses. Could you first of all just lay out what these bills will do when it comes to driver's licenses for all?
So until 2008, driver's licenses for all was actually a thing. And in 2008, the Michigan legislature decided that undocumented citizens were not supposed to have driver's licenses. So what this bill would do is actually just reinstate driver's licenses for undocumented folks. Not only is it going to mean so everybody can have access to driving lessons, driving tests, but it's also going to mean dignity, security, and independence for those that want to call Michigan home, but just so happens to be undocumented.
And in terms of the way this would work, as I understand it, these bills would require the Secretary of State to work with other groups and organizations, including law enforcement, to come up with how this would be done?
Correct.
And what is the benefit for people that don't have this ability now? And as you said, this is not something brand new. This is restoring a right that was once there, but that was taken away in 2008. So what are the benefits of actually restoring this?
So there are a lot of benefits that are going to come with restoring driver's licenses for all. First of all, this is going to give folks the ability to drive more safely, have access to be able to take driver's lessons, to take their driver's tests. Second, it's going to come with a second layer of security, which is going to be, you know, a lot of undocumented folks who want to be here legally and they just be stuck in the bureaucratic process to be getting their paperwork. They don't have to keep hiding in the shadows and looking over their shoulder when they're trying to just do something simple like take their kids to work, because they're afraid that they're going to get pulled over and detained and deported and separated from their families. And third, this is going to be something that really helps push the economy forward with having to pay for driving lessons, having to pay for driver's tests, having to pay for insurance, having to pay for registration fees. This is going to be something that could create revenue for the state as well. And lastly, this is a really big issue of dignity. People who want to call Michigan home, whether they're undocumented or they're not, they want to be a part of this community. They want to go to PTA meetings. They want to have fun with their neighbors, go out with their friends. And a license to a lot of people who are undocumented is something more than just, you know, a plastic, you know, rectangle that they keep in their wallet. It's something that's going to give them dignity and freedom and safety, and, you know, they can feel like they really can participate in the community again.
People who are here, many of them who are undocumented that are here, are hardworking people, family-oriented people, people who come here and work here because they're trying to get a better life for themselves and for their family. They contribute to the economies in our region. Here in Southwest Michigan, we have migrants working the farms, some of whom are undocumented, I'm sure. And it just, you know, it's such a vital part of our economy. And yet we've kind of blurred the line between federal immigration enforcement and other areas of our lives. I mean, what does a driver's license, after all, really have to do with what your immigration status is? It's not really related to immigration status. And as these bills would do, if you satisfy all the other requirements for a license under these bills, then you could get one regardless of immigration status, right?
Absolutely. Your immigration status will, you know, should have nothing to do with this, because, you know, people are people, especially in West Michigan and Southwest Michigan, we have a huge Hispanic and Latinx community here. And if you like going to your orchards and getting your apples, if you like going up north to Traverse City and picking cherries, and picking up cherries, a lot of the hardworking people there are migrants. And this is just going to be a really great way for them to be able to drive safely and continue to participate in our community without having to keep hiding in the shadows. People come to America every day because they want to create a new life for themselves and their families. And we're supposed to be the land of freedom and hope. And so driver's licenses is just one step that we can take to make sure that immigrants know that they're welcome here. And we appreciate how hardworking and kind and wonderful they are.
And these bills are in both the state Senate and the state House. The Michigan League for Public Policy, your organization and others support this. It's a broad-based coalition. Do you happen to have any of the other names of the organizations that are supporting the bills?
The official coalition that is helping run this is called the Drive Michigan Forward Coalition. And we are made up of We the People Michigan, ABIZA, Action of Greater Lansing, ACLU, the Michigan Immigrant Rights Center, Michigan League for Public Policy, Progress Michigan, and Detroit Hispanic Development Corporation. And Drive Michigan Forward is also working with Cosetia, Michigan.
And in the Senate, this is Senate Bill 631. In the House, the companion bill is 5192. And once again, I'd just like to repeat, they would require the Secretary of State, after developing rules in cooperation with law enforcement, immigrants' rights groups, and other interested parties, to be able to issue a driver's license to applicants who satisfy all the other requirements for a license. And so as these bills are introduced, the political realities here are going to make it difficult to win, passage through the legislature, I think, with the Republican majority. Is that accurate, or are you more optimistic about the possibility of getting this through with a bipartisan coalition of some sort?
Well, Doug, I'm an optimistic person, I'd like to think that there is some bipartisan support here, because a lot of what conservative folks in the legislature want for our state is safety, and a lot of what they focus around is the economy. So if we can come to a meeting point, I think that this could really pass. And if unfortunately we come to a part where it doesn't, this is one step that we've taken as a coalition, and that some of the legislatures, Senator Chang, have taken to let immigrants know that they are welcome here and that we are going to keep fighting for them. Driver's licenses are more than about the ability to drive. They're about the ability for people to take care of their families, be a part of the community, and we're going to make Michigan a more welcoming place if we can get this passed.
And that was Kaylee Winters. She's from a group called Progress Michigan, talking about some bills that are in the state legislature now to go back to what Michigan had back in 2008, which was no requirement for documentation status if you were an immigrant getting a driver's license here in Michigan. However, the Republican control of the legislature makes this highly unlikely that this bill would get through. There are also concerns, of course, expressed by some on the Republican Party in the past about security issues, et cetera, on this. And so, we're looking at a situation where even though these bills are in the legislature, there's a coalition backing them. Governor Whitmer supports it. Secretary of State supports it. But, there's the chances of it actually getting through the legislature, not great right now.
And the fight continues to be over whether or not we are going to help people that we have invited here in some way, shape, or form, usually through a form of employment.
Right.
Help them assimilate into what we're doing and be able to do their job, which is basically serving us better, or the opposition, which says these people are here illegally. This undermines the rule of law, and we shouldn't be helping them at all.
Right. And it's a real collision between the reality on the ground, the economic reality that these workers, these migrant workers, are needed, sorely needed in places like Southwest Michigan and agriculture and other industries, with the idea that, yes, they crossed the border illegally. What some people don't realize is that crossing the border illegally, if that is the only thing that you have done to break the law, first offense of that is a misdemeanor. It's not a felony. So if people who are otherwise hardworking and law-abiding cross the border illegally, they don't have anything else on their records, they come here, they work hard, they actually do end up paying taxes in some cases, you know. I mean, they pay taxes and Social Security taxes even. And sometimes never collect on Social Security because of their undocumented status, right? So it's a collision of those two worlds, you know. Security, yes, strictly, they broke the law if they crossed the border without a document. But that is a misdemeanor. And so the question becomes, well, what do you do to be pragmatic and to be fair and just about all of this?
Are we allowed to be pragmatic in a partisan world?
I guess, you know, who knows? Maybe we should start the pragmatic party, you know?
I like that idea. A common sense party or something to that effect.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it makes a heck of a lot of sense to punish these people for a broken system that they had nothing to do in breaking.
Yeah, well, you know, and we'll put a post up on Facebook about this on our WSJM Facebook page if folks would like to comment about this one way or the other. We'll just lay it out and put it up there for you, and people can weigh in with your opinions. But, you know, I covered for many years the labor movement, family, working party issues, things like that nationally, and immigration was one of those issues. And time after time, I encountered folks and spoke with people, investigated some stories, and by and large, the vast majority of migrants that are here, legally or not, are very hardworking, very family-oriented people. That's just a fact. So what do you do with that in terms of, you know, dealing with the illegality that they crossed the border without documents? You know, that's another question, but pragmatism would take us a long way on this issue.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed, hope for the best, and I know you'll keep us posted.
All right, thanks, Jim.
Thank you, Doug Cunningham. We'll catch up with Doug again in the newsroom shortly for the rest of what's going on in Southwest Michigan.